Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is fap the like button before watching this, so that it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself, structure your thoughts, and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, I've covered this before, that 3 out of every 4 homeless people are men. But somehow the gynocentrists want us to think that 1 out of 4 homeless people being a woman is even worse. In France, it's awful with 90% of the homeless being males. They want us to feel like women suffer more than men, even when more men suffer compared to the ladies. Up next, when you realize that many software companies have diversity quotas, you realize it's a lot easier for society to turn autistic men into women than it is to turn women into software engineers. I'd prefer hiring transmaxers with merit rather than hiring females. Maybe this is one way that men can defeat all of the affirmative action programs, albeit by taking extreme measures to do so. Number 3, we have a woman talking about one of her coworkers telling her that her first husband didn't want to pay 100% of her bills, so she left him. He only wanted to pay 70%, which is still too much, so now she's working 2 jobs because he's gone. This is female logic. She won't settle for less than 100%, and now she gets 0%. You go, girl. Remember, only weak women need men. You're better off working and paying your own way, honey. Moving on, this is the difference between a woman's personality detector when you write misogynistic comments versus a woman's personality detector when you're a bad boy abuser or thug. They need to detect when men don't like women and figure out how they operate so those men can be kept away from the other guys, so the other men aren't actually figuring out female nature. Of course, the controlling and strong authoritarian men will often slip past their meat curtain goalposts because they're usually attractive and treat women the way that women treat men. Number 5, here's what women look like posting online when there's a sink full of dishes to be done. What is this, the 19th century and no one heard of dishwashing machines before? I bought a dishwasher when living with a woman before, and it was like it pissed her off, because it took the drama of complaining about who would do the dishes. But seriously, she needs to do them because she looks a little portly, and according to this study, it says that not doing enough housework makes women fat. This article is from the days before the world became woke. That's why it was published. Up next, they've been trying to get us to use eco-friendly paper straws, and now we know they have chemicals that are far worse than plastic in them. They poison you with progress when you're thinking that you're saving the environment. How about we start using metal straws instead? But then the elites would probably just put mercury into them and try and get rid of billions of people that way. Number 7, we have a woman visiting Japan saying it's awesome in so many ways. But the best part is that she's able to walk anywhere at night and feel safe. Many people told her that that was because it wasn't a multicultural society, and she got upset because she thought that they were being racists. She says it's well known that Japan is one of the world's safest countries, but she's not able to figure out why. Maybe if she visited Eastern Europe, she would learn. But I think she's been too heavily brainwashed by the woke West to figure it out. Moving on, we have a posh goth mom saying that some women have a higher body count because they're afraid to say no when a man pressures them to be with them. So she's saying women have no agency for their actions and their behavior is just cause and effect. But the way I see it, if they can refuse to make you a sandwich, then they can justify as easily refusing to give you sex. She just doesn't want to take accountability for her body counts. Number 9, they say that Taylor Swift could sway the 2024 election outcome because a fifth of voters are likely to back the candidate endorsed by her. And she backs Biden. I doubt she matters that much, but if she did do that, then wouldn't it be considered election meddling? If this is true, then it might actually be good enough evidence for repealing the 19th Amendment, because she's like the boar queen representing the female collective. Up next, we have Rebecca saying that she went on her honeymoon alone after her husband couldn't agree where to go. How shocking it is that she blames her husband for refusing to compromise. Tell me your marriage is doomed without telling me it's doomed. You know, the odds are pretty good that she'll get railed by some random guy that she met on a dating app while she was abroad. She belongs to the streets. Number 11, Rent-A-Center is now renting Air Jordans for $20 a week, or charging $525 to buy them. This is a foot fungus disaster waiting to happen. Either that or they'll never see them again. But I'm sure that you gotta give them your credit card information or deposit. Remember that in the future you'll own nothing but foot fungus, and you will be happy. The only reason someone might do this is to wear a different pair of shoes all the time, to look like they can afford thousands of dollars worth of footwear. If I was the first one renting those shoes, and I cared about status, then I might do this. Moving on, we have two different men that went on a GTA rampage, and one was let off the hook for trying to end 23 people intentionally. And you have the second man that got 419 years plus life because he was being attacked by a mob and accidentally ran one of the people to escape. Another example of America's broken justice system. A couple of weeks ago, there was a woman that was set free for ending a man with a pointy object. But a man that did the same got 25 years, and that woman lived. Number 13, we have another lady that tried to end her man and was sentenced to 7 years, but only served half that. And now she's engaged to a new man. The new dude has to be really desperate, and she's probably reformed. Yeah, right. And if she's not, which is the most likely case, he's probably saying to himself, I can fix her. She sounds mentally ill, and this guy better run for his life instead of making her his wife. Up next, we have a single mom that's ready to mingle. But you have to be at least 6 feet tall, a baller with no kids, a degree, own your own car, make at least $50,000 a year, and own your own house, among other things. And you can't ask her for what she brings to the table. So she has children, but a man can't have them. What about equality? Good luck with your request, lady. Instead of bringing anything to the table, you'll end up sitting on it all alone. But only $50,000 a year. That must be a typo. Number 15 is what it feels like to be a 22-year-old girl dealing with 40 and 50-year-old men in corporate America. Looks like she can't handle that men like that wield so much more confidence and power over her. If men upset her this much, then maybe gender segregation in the workplace is needed. I bet it's still easier than dealing with other women in their 40s and 50s in corporate America. She is just frustrated, though, because she can't easily manipulate that old man like she can a 20 or 30-something. Moving on, we have Caitlin, and here's her dating profile. But no, she doesn't want to bang you. She's a mother of two biracial kids and wants to go on dates and be shown off like a queen that she is. What's wrong, honey? Why isn't Pookie taking you out like a queen? She says that most men are out of her league. She's right, she went from being a 7 as a single with no children to a 2 as a single mom of biracial children. She's actually below most men's league. Number 17 is Starlight, and she's gone from being the real Magilla to turning herself into discount Sonic the Hedgehog. She used to be a 10, and now she looks like an extraterrestrial. When her career ends shortly, she's probably going to be blaming men. And 99% of men were already happy with the way that she looks. Then again, we'll have to wait and see the next season of Boys to see if she actually did that to her face. Because it could also be filters the way these two altered their appearance. Unfortunately, it looks like she did mess up her face after all. Up next, a woman that falsely accused 15 men of struggle snuggle is jailed for 10 years. But to be fair, it does actually look like a 15-man job based on her girth. She's probably pissed off because no man wants her. By making a false allegation that 15 men were with her, it's a signal to other men that other dudes want her. Unfortunately, she doesn't understand male psychology, and a man would get much longer than 10 years if he actually did the things that she claimed they did. Number 19 is Kelly, and she's your lucky pick on a dating app. But she's into an ethical non-monogamy, and she's in a polyamorous marriage. She also has kids, but she's absolutely beautiful, if you squint hard enough. I don't know, but there's something absolutely mesmerizing about her. Normally, I wouldn't mock someone like this, but what about her kids and husband? Why is she subjecting them to an open marriage? Moving on, we have a woman asking for $250 for a babysitter from the guy she's about to go out on a date with. She says that she's a single mother of 3, and that's part of dating. He says he can't do that. She responds by saying enjoy your evening by yourself, and that she's tired of broke men. There's a chance she's doing this to multiple men, and there is no babysitter or children, and she's just pocketing the money. Or if she has kids, the babysitter charges way less, and she simply pockets the difference. Number 21, 68% of single women vote for Democrats. So it's in the best interest of the left to make as many single cat ladies as possible, and convince as many women as they can to get divorced. Single women are essentially married to the state, and without a husband to supplement their income, they rely on government handouts. Men pay 70% of taxes, and women receive 80% of government expenditures. Up next, the Barbie movie memes continue to flow, with Ken telling Barbie the truth that men do everything independently. But you never hear us calling ourselves strong and independent. That's men's default mode, while women have to work to become that way, so it ends up becoming an accomplishment. But seriously, anyone claiming to be strong and independent is probably weak and codependent, and just covering up their weakness with a mask of strength. Number 23 looks like the Passport Bros are going to be the next new norm, as men abandon the American dumpster fire dating scene. This graphic is forgetting the high notch counts of Western women, but the rest looks right. 100 pounds overweight is also on the lighter side these days. But men need to remember that women are women no matter where they are on Earth, or how they look. Dating women abroad is like going back in time to the 80s and 90s in the West. Moving on is something that women don't want men to know about. That women's marketplace value peaks at the age of 24, while a man's peaks at 36. A man's value burns slower and longer. But if he's good looking, then that peak is more likely to plateau, and it starts in his early 20s and lasts all the way until he's in his mid to late 30s. Remember guys, a man is never old until he's poor and low status, but a woman is old at 24. Number 25 and the last one is a guy wondering why so many men are not hitting on women at all anymore. Women wanted the power to scare men away with the fear of false accusations. Well, it looks like it's worked too well and it's had the unanticipated consequence of men no longer even talking to women. And women still need male attention and emotional tampon services, or they go cray-cray. Besides, it's safer and less painful to bathe in battery acid these days than to deal with women. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so that new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series, then please donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.